It's 98.1 Power FM. Harry and Dana, thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair. Sunday, pretty important day, Anzac Day.
Yeah, and this is really important, I think, for our region because of how many servicemen and women have given their lives for our country. It's really personal to me as well because my brother Bryce is actually in the Army Reserves and he's been deployed before.
Mm.
So it's really important to be able to recognise the efforts that people give up their time to volunteer to protect us and to protect our country. So there's plenty of events, Harry, that are happening around our region on Sunday, which I'm super passionate about. There's things happening in Brankston, Greater, Cessnock, Aberdeen, Denman, Merriwar, of course, Scone, Musselbrook and Singleton, including dawn services and marches. So for all the details, you can head to rslnsw.org.au.
To give us a bit more info on this, we thought we'd have a chat with Tim Seymour. He's president of the Musselbrook RSL sub-branch. He joins us this morning. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Harry. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Tell us, what are some of the events that are happening that you're involved with this Sunday?
Okay, so this Sunday we've got our dawn service and our main march and main service happening as usual. However, we've had to change locations due to COVID. We have to conduct them in a gated area. So we've moved the services down to Olympic Park at Musselbrook, where the Musselbrook Rams play.
Brilliant. And tell me personally, what does, you know, celebrating and really recognising these servicemen and women on Anzac Day mean to you?
Well, it's very dear to my heart. I'm still currently serving in the Air Force in the Reserve myself. I've been deployed twice. So I understand how it feels to be away from family and friends in places that aren't so hospitable. But moreover, I think we need to really reflect and remember on the 100,000 souls of people that have died, men and women, since we first sent troops to the Sudan in 1896 in New South Wales contingent. That's 100,000.
That's
people
incredible.
Reflect on that number for a moment.
Mm.
That's an enormous amount of people.
Absolutely. So what can, if people can't make it to the service, what do you suggest people do just to honour our servicemen and women on Sunday?
Well, I think if they just at least take a moment to honour them at let's say 11 a.m, just have a moment's silence. If they can't come to our dawn service, which, by the way, is at Olympic Park, as I said, but it commences on the dot at 6 a.m, but we'd ask people to start arriving by 5 to COVID to get COVID registered. But people can still do the light up the dawn stuff, and I'll see that information on the RSL New South Wales website. I know that it's already been mentioned. So you can make it as brief but as personal as you like. We just would hope that you would reflect on what service means, honour, courage, duty, those people that have died in the service of the country, and those who are continuing to serve, and indeed those who have come home may not be physically impaired, but may be carrying many, many scars inside them that no one will ever know about.
Well, Tim, it is so important that we do pay our respects. For all the details of your local dawn service or marches, you can head to rslnsw.org.au. Tim, we really appreciate your time and thank you so much.
All right, could I just put one more plug in? We do have a website.
Yep.
And it's musselbrook-rsl-sub-branch.com.au, and there's information there on the Anzac Day services, and also there's links there to our Facebook page.
Excellent. Well, make sure you check that out so you can get all the info for Sunday. Tim Seymour, president of the Musselbrook RSL sub branch, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.